All right, let's get started this morning. Our main passage is going to be Colossians 2 and verse 7. And Brian Mitchell, if you'll get that for us. Colossians 2 and 7. Lem, if you'll get Colossians 2, verse 7 the second time. Sean Slaughterback, if you'll get Matthew 7, 24. Antonio, if you'll get Colossians 2, 7 the third time. Brian, if you'll get Philippians 4:13. Caleb, if you'll get Philippians 2:13. And then IL, if you'll get Colossians 2:7. And then if you could read that, the fourth, and then at the very end again. Okay. Okay, so I want to look this morning in order to see more in life and have more in life. We need to have a greater capacity. And that is an ability to be able to manage more, an ability to be able to handle more, and even deal with more. But how do we enlarge our own capacity in life? That's always a question I receive, and our scripture reveals a practical way to do this, have a larger capacity. And the great thing this morning about our passage is you can start today. So let's look at this, Colossians 2 and verse 7.
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Okay, we'll start there. Let's look at capacity and foundation. Capacity starts with your foundations. In other words, what are you building life on? Some people, they are building their life on money. Others are trying to build their life on a career. If I can just attain that. Others try to build their life on some type of status or a word we hear often, influence. Other people are trying to build their life on charisma or looking at their own abilities or their own strengths. Other people, they try to build life on their looks. As somehow that's going to last a long time. These things are all either temporary or they are simply insufficient. What we need to build our life on, no matter where you start, you need to build your life on God. So let's read Colossians 2 and verse 7 the second time.
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Okay, rooted and built up in him. The New Living Translation says, let your roots grow down into him. Roots are the foundations for life. Roots go down into the ground. They bring stability to a tree. We understand that. And so when those roots, the foundations are healthy, when the foundations are strong and stable and built on something strong and stable, that's going to make all the difference. So the capacity actually starts at the foundation. How much you can handle goes back to what you're building on. How much you can tolerate or manage goes back to what you've built your life on. Matthew 7, 24.
Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock.
Okay, if you hear the words of Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, and puts them into practice or builds their life on them. It's like building on a rock, building on something that is firm, building on something that is stable and strong. That is the Word of God. This is why it's so important, gentlemen, that you develop, number one, a love for the Word of God. That's something to ask God for. I've been there. I don't get it. I get sleepy. I get tired when I read. I don't understand. I've been all those places. But when my pastor began to teach us and teach me to pray and ask God for a love for his word, That began to make a difference. I began to develop a hunger for his word, a desire for his word. I remember the first time being so inspired by the word of God. It was in the book of Daniel. Just started reading it, and then it was like something was just clicking. But that came back to that prayer, asking God, but then building my life on his word. So what you are building your life on, what you are building your life on, it may not be enough to enlarge you for more, but who you build your life on is enough for more. The who is Jesus. It is the word of God. So the ability to grow and the ability to continue to grow, it must be rooted in God first. That is the foundation for more. You want a greater capacity? Our passage says start in the roots. Start at the foundations. The foundation is for more. So why does this matter? If you're built on God first, if you build your life or build your roots on his word, that foundation for more, why does it work so well? Well, number one, because God can handle everything. Right? God who is omnipotent, he is all-powerful. God who is omniscient, he is all-knowing, omnipresent, he's everywhere at once. God can handle everything. God has never been in heaven concerned about things, anxious about things. God has never been taken by surprise by the events of the world or the circumstances in your life. God has never had a panic button. He doesn't have a panic room because he can handle everything. So when you build your life on the one who can handle everything, then by a natural outflow or default, that's going to be favorable for you. That's going to be a blessing to your life because you're building on the one who can handle everything. And since he can handle everything, he can help you handle what life throws at you. So if you're struggling to enlarge your capacity, then I think it's a very important and valid question to ask, so what is my foundation? Really? What do I trust? Really? Where does my confidence come from? Really? What gives me security, or the idea of security or feeling of security or illusion of security? If it's not God, it will never be enough. But when it is God and it is settled, it is more than enough. So the foundation for capacity and enlarging your capacity is the roots building on God. So let's look secondly at capacity and building. Now that your foundation is set, you can now begin to build your life up and build your life out. Let's read again Colossians 2 and verse 7.
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding with him in with thanksgiving.
Okay, rooted and built up in him. New Living Translation says, let your roots go down into him and let your lives be built on him. So, when foundations are secure, now you can start building the capacity for life, the capacity for ministry, the capacity for fruitfulness, the capacity for discipleship, whatever it is, right? Think about structures. Have you ever seen a structure start from the roof? No, they start from the ground, right? Right now, Granville's expanding to a new area, and they have done a ton of prep work for the last year. Where? In the foundation. In the ground. They have cleared all that clay out. They have brought in earth. They have compacted it. They have stabilized it. They have then worked on footings and foundations, and now we're just starting to see some new houses go up. But where did it start? It started with the foundations. Structures start at the foundation. So once that is healthy, as we begin to grow in up in life, right now we begin to grow up in the things of God. Really, we are growing in Him. We build foundations with God and we grow with God. See, my capacity in life actually comes from a clearer revelation of God. The more I know God, the more I know me. The more I know about God, the more I know what to ask for. Right? There were so many things I didn't know what to ask God for because I didn't know Him very well. The foundations weren't deep. The foundations weren't set or built, so I couldn't build up. There was always a plateau in growth and salvation. It always reached a certain ceiling and no more. Why? Because the foundations couldn't handle more building. Right? You do an expansion on any building, again, where do you start? You don't just start building out, you start from the ground. The foundation has to grow deeper so that you can grow in more capacity. And that's what our passage is teaching us. The more I know about God, the more I know what to ask for. I can build on the firm foundation and I can build up in Christ. Let's read Philippians 4:13.
For I could do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
Okay, I can do everything. We're talking about capacity this morning. Put that scripture in the context of capacity. I can do everything. I can do all things. Through who, though? Again, the foundation. Through Christ who gives me strength. Strength is the ability to handle more. Strength is the ability to carry more, right? One of those things. Anybody who has kids, right? You have your kids want to help you with things, and some things are just really heavy for them. It's like, okay, you want to help? Yeah, grab me that shovel, and they're like, you know, they're three, and they're trying to finagle this bulky big item. But eventually, as they grow and as they grow in strength, right now I got to be careful. Toss me that shovel. My son will literally toss the shovel. You got to be careful now, right? Things have changed. So it's one of those things that that's what happens in life and salvation. That's what happens. But unfortunately, there are lots of Christians that have not tended to the foundation, and therefore spiritually, they're like the three-year-old with the shovel spiritually. There's a lot they can't handle. There's a lot they can't carry. There's a lot they can't manage or move around because they have not built the foundation and therefore cannot build up in Christ and therefore cannot handle a greater capacity. So, again, God already has the capacity. We recognize I need His capacity. So I can grow in Him. I can grow up in the things of God, develop the things of God. So the great thing about all of this, though, is it's not just up to you. This is a partnership with God. Let's read Philippians 2 and verse 13.
For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose.
Okay, it is God working in you. His translation says to fulfill and to act. Or another translation, it is God working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. We build the foundation, we build up in Christ, and then on top of that, He gives us the desire. He gives us a desire for more. He gives us a desire for more of Him, for more revelation, for more fruitfulness, breakthrough, dominion, fill in the blank. He gives you the desire, and not only that, the power. He gives you what you need. So when he works in us, he gives us what we need. So he can give us more capacity. He can give us more strength. He can give us more ability. There are things I have done in ministry that I knew nothing about before ministry. But God gives you more capacity. There have been things in life I've figured out, but I have figured out not because I'm so brilliant, not because I'm so smart. I'm like freaking out, panicking. God, you've got to help me. I have no clue what I'm doing. I do not know how this is going to work out. I do not know the answer. Put people in my path that know the answer. Put people in my arena, in my corner that can help me with this. God, give me wisdom I don't have. And God always, time and again, meets and helps and enlarges my capacity. So capacity starts with foundation. The roots must go deep with God. Capacity grows in Christ. Again, God is the center. And then finally, let's look at a greater capacity. Let's read our main passage again. I'll that next time. Colossians 2:7.
Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth, your thought, and you will overflow with thankfulness.
Okay, a key word in our passage is then. Let your roots grow down into him. It's the foundation. And let your lives be built on him. That's the growing. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. Foundation in God and building on Christ is first, and then you will have the strength you need. Then comes the capacity. Then comes the expansion in your heart, maybe, for people, in your knowledge, in your wisdom, in working with people. Fill in the blank. Then your faith will grow strong. I'll tell you this morning, life will throw things at you. You can count on that. You don't have to go looking for circumstances or situations that will stretch you in life. Life will do it all on its own, right? Life will force you into uncomfortable situations. Ministry will force you into uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable conversations, tricky situations. Ministry will make sure that happens, but the hope is you can be equipped for it. Not only can you be equipped for it, but then you can grow by it. And you can gain a capacity for more, because the roots are right, the roots are grounded in Christ, and your life is built up on Jesus Christ. You know, when I look back on my life, when I look back on my ministry, my revelation of God has grown tremendously, which has given me an enlargement. I often pray and ask God to help people, help disciples, help new converts. God, the revelation you gave me, you want to give to others. This revelation of your power, of your might, of your faithfulness, of your ability, of your compassion, of your grace. It's all there, and I want people to know it so bad. And the hope is you can. You can, but it goes back to those roots, to that daily time with God and feeding the Word of God, feeding on it, reading it, taking it in. And that is what has given me the greatest enlargement. That is what has given me the heart for people. That is what has given me the heart for responsibilities. That is what has given me the heart for greater ministry. That is what's given me the heart, yet humility, for greater influence or to have a greater platform, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't get easier. I know that's so encouraging. It doesn't get easier, but I have learned to lean and tend the foundation with God. I have learned I cannot ignore that. I cannot abandon that. Because the moment I abandon the foundation is the moment I lose my ability for capacity. Right? Is the moment that that will begin to stop and eventually die. To him who has, more will be given. To him who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him. So the foundation always has to be maintained. But I've learned to tend that with God and tend the building of my life with Jesus, which enables me to handle the load that God has entrusted. And for that, I am grateful. For that, I am grateful. I trust God. Let's read Colossians 2 and verse 7 the final time.
Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong and true to your thought, and you will overflow with thankfulness.
You will overflow with thankfulness. Again, all of this is so intertwined. That's one thing about Paul. When you begin to dissect a sentence by the Apostle Paul, you realize just how much is in there, right? But when I came across this, let your roots grow down in him. Let your lives be built on him. Those two things, they enlarge your faith. They give you the capacity. Everybody can do that this morning. Everybody can analyze their own life, their own heart, and say, what am I trusting in really? What is my confidence in really? And it's either, it's God or it's not. It's God or it's money. It's God or it's relationships. It's God or it's influence. It's God or it's career. It's not both. You can only trust in one. No one can serve two masters, right? So as we do that and recognize, we all can help our roots grow deeper and our lives be built on him, expand our capacity in the truth we were taught. And as we expand in that, we overflow with thankfulness. We overflow with gratitude. God, thank you for helping me. I was talking with Pastor Greg the other day about some things and God helping me with a situation. And he said, man, almost like God's in control. And I said, you're absolutely right. It's because it is. He is. And when you let those roots go deep, you can build up on him and expand. And the gratitude, it overflows. Okay, let's open it up for some questions on capacity.
So you said, you've seen that where people can have it, but then just like attaining it, like it can actually go away. Like giving, I just wanted to make sure I heard that.
Yes, yes.
If we don't tend to it or keep it, we could lose the capacity that we had at one time.
Absolutely, yeah. And you see that with people. I have seen people people backslide. Or people rebel.
Yeah.
At one time, their life and the capacity, some may be business owners, some may be successful pastors. The moment they uprooted their lives, right? Even what they had, they're not the same person and not for the better, right? Even what they had, they lost. And so it's important that we are using what we have. Right, applying what we have. And again, that's the growth in the things of God. And that's that scripture. To him who has, more will be given. To him who has not or does not use what he has, even what he has will be taken away from him.
Okay. Yeah.
You can lose that capacity. Yep.
Well, Pastor, you said that the more you know about God, the more you know about yourself. Is that like God giving you revelation of areas in your life that you're lacking?
Yes, absolutely. Is The more I know God and his righteousness, the more I know what doesn't belong. And I see in myself, that doesn't belong. That should not be there. That needs to change. But also, the more I know about God, the more I know what to contend for. God, I want that. Give me the heart of David, a man after your own heart. Give me the heart of the Apostle Paul in a resilience in the face of adversity, right? You can see different things. Test my heart and show me if there's any wicked way in me. Let your word be a light unto my feet, right? All of those things become revelation of how you can invite God into your life, of how you can invite his righteousness or his character into your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. God, you've made me a shepherd. Let me be a shepherd who has your heart, right? Those are ways to pray. So again, it's what you can contend for, what you also want to strive for. So not just the negatives, but also some positives in there. And the more I know who God is, the more I learn who Jesse is. And then he teaches us who we are too, right? God knows us the best. He designed us. He created us. I have become more of the person I'm supposed to be in my relationship with God than any other time in my life. There were times I thought I knew myself. This comes back to identity, right? Security, who can I trust? That's what we talked about in the roots. But once you have security down, now you have identity down. Now I know who I am. And that makes a big difference. And so those two would be connected, yeah. Good. Micah.
So earlier when we talked about when you face a situation, you don't feel like you know what to do. Like you said, like, you know, it's somebody asking God to put somebody in your path or something like that. What's the difference? Is capacity the difference between being able to make it through a situation where you feel like you don't know what to do? Or like, what's the difference in that same situation having capacity or not?
Yeah, it's really just the ability to manage or handle, right? And so at the end of the day, that's what it is. So I can handle today so much more than I could handle as a disciple. Like, I remember telling Pastor Greg, like, working with new converts, standing in line, and then, Pastor, I don't know what to do. Like, this guy, and da-da-da, and, you know, and it was a very narrow capacity. Marriage, I didn't have a very large capacity to handle marital conflict or marital strife, just no marital budgeting, money management, like those things freaked me out. They stressed me out. They overwhelmed me, right? That was capacity, very narrow. But you grow. Then the capacity that I developed as a disciple, working with people, working through character flaws and different things, it grew. I could handle more. And then I went on staff as concert director. And I thought I could handle a lot, and I realized I can't handle anything, right? There was just so much pressure, but I had to tend the roots, continue to build up in Christ, right, to be able to build out my life. And in that six-month season, it's amazing what you can handle with God's help. It's amazing what you can figure out with God's help. It's amazing. He gives you wisdom for a task. He gives you knowledge for a task. He gives you people around you and a confidence to ask questions. Sometimes we don't view those things as capacity, but they were areas where I needed capacity. I had a hard time asking questions. Why? Because I struggled with rejection. Right? So not knowing something automatically made me feel rejected. Why? Because that's the curse of rejection. It brings insecurity. But as God healed me, he enlarged my capacity. Now I can ask questions with confidence. It's okay I don't know things. That's not a rejection or a vote on me as a person. That doesn't change my worth. But those were revelations I needed to grow in, right? And you learn how to grow in managing more tasks, right? If you were to ask any of our concert directors or any of our staff what a day looks like, there's a stinking lot of details, right? I know it seems like we might just be chilling at the desk, drinking iced tea and air conditioning, but we're running around like crazy, really. Like, I used to hear my pastor say, I work my stinking butt off. And I'm like, yeah, I bet he does. I believed it, but now I see it, right? Oh, I know what he meant now, right? So there's just so many details, but you can handle it. You can carry it. It doesn't overwhelm you. There's people in these types of pressure scenarios, Micah. They throw in the towel. They can't do it. They can't handle it. It's not for them. Or they'll stay doing it because they know they need to, but it plays out in other areas, the lack of capacity. Maybe it plays out in people and the way they treat them. Maybe it plays out in things being done half-hearted or halfway, right? Not lacking excellence. Maybe it plays out in indifference, whatever. I don't care, right? All these different ways that it can look. So it's really just the ability to manage more and handle more. But it looks so many different ways when you see you actually have grown in capacity. Remember, even parenting was like overwhelming, right? It's a sad story, but honest story. When my wife was having our first child, I was like, I don't know if I can be in the room. Like, I was a little bit overwhelmed, right? And she's like, what? You know, obviously. But then I was there, and when my son came out, I bawled like a baby. We were crying together. I'm like, dude, he looks like me. That's so sad. You know? No, it was just, I was overwhelmed. But by baby two, I delivered my daughter, right? As a doc, I'm in the medical field now. Can I deliver my baby? Absolutely, right? So totally different capacities, right? So just different, but it all came back to that foundation. And that growth, right? So all these different things, man, it plays out in so many areas. Yeah, good. Yes, Joe.
So as the foundation grows, I know trees, some roots start spreading, and that gives you
yes
for the capacity.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's the picture. That's what I love about this text, is it expands, it goes deeper, it goes wider, and you see it, the evidence of it. What you can't see underground, you see the evidence of it above ground. Roots that are diseased, roots that are sick, you see it. Yeah. Good. Yeah, Lev.
Pastor, as a pastor, how are you identifying that your men are expanding? Is it just observing, watching how they handle situations? Are you putting things on their plate and just seeing how they process it? Or is it a combination of things?
Combination of things, really, Lem. And you begin to see men's capacity, especially in working with people. Because it's very important that you have a love for people and a passion for souls. We are by nature very narrow-hearted and selfish, right? We look for ourselves first. But when you begin to see a man become very fruitful, become very impactful, it is an identifiable mark that they have gotten a heart increase. And that heart increase for people will translate into a heart increase for all the other areas, right? Because people can really hurt you, right? People can really let you down. People can really frustrate you. But when you see a man who, despite all of those things, he is continuously working with people and has a flow of people, that to me is an identifier that God is doing something in his heart, enlarging him for something greater. It really starts in that. And you begin to see it flow out. And that also, the fruitfulness factor also gives me an idea that they're working on their marriage too. There's something connected there. When a marriage is healthy, their relationships with people tend to be healthy. When a marriage isn't so healthy, it seems their relationships with other people aren't so healthy. So all of that becomes intertwined, but the best evidence is the fruitfulness. Yeah, and ability to work with people.
How do you maintain your foundation?
Yeah, daily Bible reading, daily prayer life, right? Responding in altar calls. I remember, Tony, the the shift really happening and my roots really changing, especially when I began reading my Bible, daily prayer, and then responding to altar calls. Just going to the altar, it is supernatural. That meeting place with God, as Pastor Stephen preached on Wednesday, a meeting place with the living God, who is alive, who wants to meet with you, that shifted so much in my salvation. That transformed, because really, I was surrendering my pride and letting God in. And so those basics, those are fundamentals of salvation. Those are fundamentals you read in the Word of God, which is why I threw in Matthew and Jesus say, whoever hears these words of mine and builds their life on them, that makes all the difference. That will transform so much. So those fundamentals are key to growing your capacity. Yeah. Yeah, Ben.
Professor, as you've been, obviously discipled, and then, you're a door director and a long pastor, and then you eventually end up here. As you're taking that journey, how did you, I'm ready for this next big thing that I'm about to do? As God, was enlarging you? What were some of the things that you looked at yourself and said, okay, I'm ready for this next?
Yeah, I really didn't know, to be honest. When Pastor Greg, so the conference I went on staff as door director, God had been doing so many good things in my life. I'm growing in ministry and fruitfulness, but in my own head and still working out my rejection. This was before the Uprooting Rejection series in the book, right? I'm sitting in the front row with my in-laws. They're on furlough. They were missionaries in Africa at the time. Sitting in the front row, and my brother comes up. He goes, "Hey, Pastor Greg wants to see you." I'm like, whatever. And I just continue listening to the sermon. And he's like, "Bro, Pastor Greg wants to see you." And I'm like, so I get up and I go with him. I'm like, "Really? Right now? You want to mess around, dude? Like, it's conference." And he's like, "No, seriously." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I'm going to the office, and in my head, I'm thinking, what does he need? Oh, maybe he needs something translated. And I'm like, but there's a ton of people that could do that. Like, I'm nowhere thinking in that vein at all. And when we sat down, it was Thursday morning of the conference, he asked me, preach the gospel, yes, the different questions. And boom, I'm becoming concert director, right? I had no idea. Then on staff, Wednesday night of the conference, 6 months later, I'm in the prayer room, God, whatever you want me to do. I had no direction, no clarity, no nothing, Ben. And I just said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And then that's when Thursday morning again, Pastor Greg called me into his office and asked me if I wanted to take over Santa Fe, New Mexico. And so it was, again, I didn't think I would go anywhere. I thought maybe six more months or pioneer, but taking over a church. When I talked to my wife, I was like, Pastor Greg mentioned Santa Fe, New Mexico. She's like, what? I was like, what? She's like, that's like a old established church. I'm like, what? Then I'm thinking, why did he ask us, And so they were things I didn't realize I was prepared for. So, but then you grow, and hindsight's 20/20. God helps you see things correctly. Then when it came to New York, God had been dealing with me for 6 months about a change. But it was an enlargement, a greater ministry opportunity, and a greater capacity. But I had grown on staff a capacity, so he's trusted I could be entrusted with that church. We saw revival in New Mexico, and I grew in capacity so I could handle a more tricky, difficult situation. And then in moving here, it was a year in advance God began to just deal with me about a change I had no idea, never would I have dreamed or expected. And when he called me, I still carry the note in my wallet that I wrote down on December, I think it was 17th of 2019, when I took a call having lunch with another pastor and wrote down Prescott staff assistant in the most shaky hand. I mean, it looks like a Yeah, anyway, it's one of those things. I had no idea. But God was preparing, and I've learned to just trust Him. And then just being here, the job has changed every single year. And more has become a greater capacity. But I've learned to just trust God. And so how do I know? I didn't. I just trusted maybe the discernment of my pastor. Or I just trusted in hindsight. But God, you've helped me before. You'll help me again. So it comes back to those foundations. Yeah, very good. Good question. Pastor Matt, yes.
So in that, as your roots grow, you know, and as your ministry grows, like, there's like a deeper need or more, a greater need for more watering, for more prayer and Bible reading. And so sometimes does that look different than just spending time in God's Word? Or is it maybe reading it in a different way? Like, in other words, I don't know that you're reading five times as much Bible as you were when you were in Santa Fe, you know, or spending five times as more in prayer. But there is a need for more watering to sustain that. What is that? How does that look? Does it just look like more time in God's Word?
No, it's just daily time. Okay. Right? That's the biggest thing. It's just daily time. And then there's times where it may be more because more is needed. Or there's just other times where I'm just giving it to God throughout the day. Where it's like, God, I need your help. God, give me wisdom. Or I'm just contending for a situation or over a situation. God, give me wisdom. When it comes to my mind, I'm not stressing about it in a, what am I going to do? It's, God, I'm giving it back to you because you are the only one. Right? Sometimes in the middle of, it's just weird, like you might have some silent days, you know, you're not getting a lot of calls, and then it's like a switch just turned on, and it's call after call after call after call of just situations, heavy situations, and I begin to just, before each call, God, give me wisdom. Help me to help these people. Help me to help this individual. Help me to help this couple or this family. And I'll take the call, and God just supplies what I need. And when I'm done, I just smile sometimes and go, thank you. God, you are just good. He loves his people. He loves his church. And he loves his shepherds. So it looks so many different ways. And maybe it's throughout the day and not just like one allotted time, right? So I'm chewing over things, maybe sermons or different things. And I can just, God, direct me, guide me, let this be clear. So it looks so many different ways beyond just doubling your amount of chapters or doubling your minutes of prayer. It just depends. Yeah. Ben, you had another question? Okay, connected there. Yeah. Good. Very good. All right. Well, praise God. I want to pray for you. God's going to give you, gentlemen, a capacity in your own lives, in your own ministry. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for each and every disciple, man of God, every husband, every father, every disciple, Lord God, those that are working with people, give them a capacity. Every pastor here, evangelist, Father God, give them a capacity, a hunger for your word, an appetite, Father God. Enlarge us for the revival you're going to pour out in these last days. Enlarge us, Lord God, for our homes, our marriages, our families, our children. Father God, enlarge us for your ministry. Enlarge us for your a love for you, God, a love for people and a passion for souls. Father God, I pray your grace in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. Amen. Amen. Good questions, guys. Appreciate your time.